what we saw. Comedian and former nurse Joe Brand shut down smug public school boy in Hislop's belittling of sexual harassment on the 3rd of November. The private eye editor dismissed politician sexist acts on Have I Got News For You. He remarked that some of this is not high-level crime, is it, compared to Putin or Trump? Brand replied, if I can just say, as the only representative of the female gender here today, I know it's not high-level. But it doesn't have to be high-level for women to feel under siege in somewhere like the House of Commons. Actually, women, if you're constantly being harassed, even in a small way, that builds up, and that wears you down. Women and the audience rightly cheered. A disgruntled worker silenced Donald Trump's Twitter account for 11 minutes on the 2nd of November. The employee of a third-party contractor for Twitter muzzled America's tweeter-in-chief on their last day at work. Many have hailed the anonymous saboteur as a hero. Trump tweeted that the shutdown shows he is having an impact. Well, you'd imagine so, given he is, President of the United States of America. But what it really shows, is who has the biggest potential impact on society. Trump may sit in the Oval Office. But it's workers who make everything tick. Donald Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has threatened to expropriate the ill-gotten riches of his three-year-old daughter. Tweeting on Halloween, Trump II declared, I'm going to take half of Chloe's candy tonight and give it to some kid who sat at home. It's never too early to teach her about socialism. It seems there is some confusion around the term at Trump Tower. The socialist is happy to clarify. Socialism would involve Chloe and all her classmates collectively owning the full fruit of their labor. They would have to seize the means of production, scary costumes and so on, from their parental oppressors. Then they could plan the trick-or-treating and distribution of sweets democratically, to satisfy the needs of all. What Trump Jr. is describing, the confiscation of part of Chloe's product, to enrich an idle elite, is capitalism. Like, say, inheriting colossal wealth produced by your father's hotel workers without having to lift a finger,